Mick, what are you doing? I told you you can't teach on this course. Some of your books don't even have words in them.
Yeah, we're an art college, Rebecca, you know, for Christ's sake. If you want to book, go to a library, you know, go and do science or maths or something somewhere where you can read stuff in books. You know, it's art. We're about drawing. We're about creating things. The book, in the context of an art college, ain't just a thing with words in it. It can be a book, but it can have no words in it at all. You know, it can be a film, it can be a web page without words or with words if you want words. You know, or it can be images that are inspired by something you read on the train on the way here. It doesn't have to be. You know, I say to my students, if you're going to bring me something to read, I'm probably not going to read it anyway. I say, to draw it for me. So I'm not interested in sitting there reading essays. They've got enough essays to write for their dissertations to make out, you know, so that the art college has to be academic, so they have to write stuff.
I'm trying to do on this course is, I'm not trying to escape from words, I'm trying to think of the way words have a dialogue with images and objects. I mean, the book as an object, that's, to me, that's not that interesting. It's like studying a computer or rather than what's on the computer. I mean, a book's just the most convenient way we've found of reading things. Studying a book as an object, to me, is slightly disrespectful to the book, I would say, or disrespectful to the story. It takes you away from what's inside it.
I know what you're saying. I think, I understand that. But, you know, I mean, in history, books are quite important. You know, politically, they're important because the peasants weren't allowed to have them. You know, the religious hierarchy. It's only been 200 or 300 years since we've been allowed to have books. The peasantry have been allowed to read books, and then you had to cut the pages open so you could see what was inside them. A book as an object is a fascinating thing. You know, what's it made of? Why is it made out of wood? Some are made out of cloth, some are, I mean, I had a student who made a book out of planks, scaffolding planks. You couldn't read it, but it was a book. It was fascinating. It was a good piece.
But how come it was a book if you couldn't read it, Mick? That's like saying it's a bicycle, but you can't ride it. What's the point of that?
Well, it's exploring the imagery and the construction of a book. You know, you can be inspired by the way a thing is constructed. It doesn't have to, Klaus Oldenburg made huge things that you couldn't, you know, he made a bicycle that was massive, couldn't ride it, but he was inspired by the shape of the bike to make it like that. And looking at things out of context, the wrong size, the wrong material, sparks other ideas. It makes things a lot more interesting, I think, than just saying, oh, that's a book, I can only read that, and that's all it is. You know, I mean, if we use it for other ways, propping up our wardrobe when the leg fell off, or smuggling a gun into prison inside our book, or putting it down the seat of our pants, although we don't get caned anymore. But, you know, Billy Bunter, and I presume, what's his name, that other bloke that flies, did it.
Peter Pan.
And that the kid at the posh private school who learned magic.
Potter.
Yeah, all that stuff, yeah. Billy Bunter learns to fly, that kind of thing. Yeah, I mean, you know, books are what you want them to be, basically, I think. And I think that I had an argument with someone who does a printmaking studio in Lewis, and when I told her what we were doing in the artist book, she said, oh, you must make, you know, almost fascinating prints. I said, no, we don't really do any of that at all. And she was most sniffy that we didn't make pages with prints on and stuff, you know. You know, the idea of an artist book being a book full of artist prints, it, to me, is fairly tedious, and no one's learning anything from doing that.
So it's book as an object?
Well, if you want, yeah. I mean, some students want to make a book, which is great. They can make a book. They might want to experiment with weird ways of binding, different ways of binding, using different materials. I had a student who made a book out of kitchen implements. She took them to an engineer's, and he flattened them for her, and she bound them all together, and she had flattened cheese graters, spoons, forks, egg slices, and they were all flattened together and bound up into a book. Couldn't read it, but it was a really nice piece of work. It was a great object.
Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll ask the students if they want to hear about some of your work, and if they do, you can teach the rest of the lesson. How's that?
No. I don't want to teach the rest of the lesson. No, I mean, we can talk about it. Yeah, I'll give a presentation. Oh, okay. I can show them some stuff. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and we could banter, you know, knock stuff about between us. But, you know, I mean, I understand that, you know, we need to write and be literary and have our grammar because we need to get on in the world and communicate and all that stuff. Fine. But we can still use a book as an object to explore and play with. That's my bottom line, really, I think.
You use 70s art school types. When the students get out there in the real world and have to write advertising copy, they won't be able to make any connection between what you're doing and their work.
Well, it's interesting to say that because, you know, employers out there, if you're in that game, they're looking for people with ideas that they haven't got. You know, they're looking for people. And that's why I say this to my students. Don't do the expected thing. Don't do what's expected of you. You're in an art college. It's your duty to not do the obvious. You know, it's your duty to explore. And even if it means that you fail sometimes, you've had a go at it, and then you know that you can then pick it up and have another go at something else. You know, if someone says, oh, you can only put text there and you can only put picture there, well, that's rubbish. You know, I mean, if we always did that, if we had that attitude, nothing would ever change anyway.